The exam room. Only my husband Patrick knows this story, and now you. This is the first time I've written it down, ink to screen, stark naked on the page like I stood when it happened, when he happened. Pregnancy, my first, wreaked havoc on my body, delivering a healthy baby girl and hemorrhoids. New to this town, I had yet to find a general practice doctor, so I called around to locate one quickly, making sure he or she carried my insurance. Knowing the ailment's posterior locale, I already carried humiliation's sting. Giving birth hadn't been an angel's chorus event either. It was a stalled, lengthy labor where an overzealous anesthesiologist pushed enough painkiller to knock out a gorilla, leading me into a deep panic, certain I wasn't breathing. "You're talking, Mary," Patrick had assured me that day. "That means you're breathing." I pulled in a breath now, then shivered in the sterile hospital gown, socks still on my always cold feet. I looked at my pile of clothes on the chair, wishing my underwear still graced me. And the exam room, four beige walls that pressed in on me, while my heart thrummed panic. The doctor entered. No nurse stood beside him, just this man with a smile pasted on a placid face. I'd never experienced this issue before, and my 20-something naivete must have advertised itself like flashing neon. At that time, I hadn't yet shared widely about my experience of sexual abuse at 5 years old, a deeply painful story that reared its fanged head when I delivered my baby girl, yelping and vulnerable in a world that still traumatized me. What if teenage boys targeted her as they did me? I could barely bring those thoughts to the light of day because if I did, I'd vomit. I sat on the very edge of the exam table, arms closed around myself like skin and bone armor, while the room pressed in like a Star Wars garbage chute. "I need you to stand up," the doctor said. I obeyed. I always obeyed. He turned me away from him, strong fingers clenching my shoulders, then paused behind me. I inhaled his mothball breath. I didn't know rectal examinations could be done discreetly as I balled myself on a table, a nurse or other attendee holding my hand, witnessing the exam, giving me a shred of dignity. I didn't know that a doctor standing creepily behind me, breathing heavily, holding my shoulders in locked place, was not a typical practice. He parted the back of the gown and lingered longer than a pregnant pause. He told me to bend forward, backside naked. I've blanked out most of this memory, but I am pretty sure he didn't wear gloves. All I know is that I was told to stand in that position for a very long time, and the exam hurt like crazy. There were moments when he wasn't probing, which meant he spent what felt like several claustrophobic minutes standing back and examining me from behind as I bent. If I close my eyes while I write this, I can see the dingy room, smell the fear, take note of the doctor's greasy hair and leering eyes. I considered myself astute to the ways of sexual predators. After repeated rapes at 5, I'd become a running fool, sprinting away from many boys and men trying to trap, coerce, and molest me. That first year-long abuse marked me indelibly, my personhood emitting some sort of predator beacon, drawing them toward me. They chased. I ran. I thought I could spot a predator easily, but this one's sleight of hand and command of the room dizzied my thinking. Back in college, I dared to tell my story out loud. Letting it out into open air ushered in the beginning of health. I completely healed, or at least...